I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Bangladesh's election results from earlier this month are under severe scrutiny. The United States and United Kingdom say the election in Bangladesh was not free and fair, resulting in a fourth term for Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. Bruce Allen with FMI says,
I have a friend who's a police officer in Bangladesh. His duty that day was to patrol and protect a polling station. And he said that throughout the day, it was virtually empty. He sent me some photos of just police officers who are standing by ballot boxes and things like that, waiting for people to come, and there's nobody.
Many Bangladeshis are politically dissatisfied and even hopeless, pray they would know peace in the promises of Jesus. And we explained yesterday why Muslims in Iraq associate Christians with the West and how it's increasing persecution. Today, Samuel with Redemptive Stories shares the silver lining.
God is still working, even in the midst of all the chaos. The Lord is just doing something amazing.
Iraq's government complained to the UN Security Council about this week's missile attacks in Kurdistan, calling the strikes Iranian aggression. Meanwhile, Iraqi citizens voiced concerns about the economic impact of further U.S. withdrawal.
Even in the midst of the upheaval and the ongoing issues, we have partners on the ground in Iraq that are continuing to respond.
Find details in the full story at missionnews.org. And most importantly, pray.
We need to pray that our brothers and sisters would be protected, that they would continue to be bold, and that God would be glorified through all of it.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.